Hey, good morning. Our Lord said in John 14 and verse 6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here Jesus made it clear that He is the only way to where the Father is, and of course that's heaven. There are other passages that teach that we've got to have faith in God and in Christ in order to be saved. And such faith comes only from hearing the gospel. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. And Jesus said it very clearly in John 8:24, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And so we must have faith, and that faith again from the gospel. The New Testament also makes it clear what will happen to those who don't know God or those who refuse to acknowledge him. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9, it says that he's coming again in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And so we understand that belief and confession and repentance and baptism are each essential for one to be in obedience to God. Now, sometimes, however, a question will be asked with regard to those who have never heard the gospel of Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you've never heard, how can you have faith? Can you be lost? Will you be lost? Will a person who's never had an opportunity to hear the gospel be lost? What they ask, they'll say, would a just God punish someone who never had the opportunity to learn the gospel? Now, at first glance, this question is a little disturbing. It does not sound very fair of God to punish those who have never had the opportunity to hear the gospel. However, putting aside human emotion and looking at this question in light of what the Bible teaches about sin and its consequences dispels the initial emotional response. No person has ever been or ever will be lost because they did not have an opportunity to hear the gospel. This is an impossibility. You say, how so? Every person who has ever been lost or who will ever be lost will be lost or is lost because of their own sins. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 makes it clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 goes on to say, for the wages of sin is death. And so every person who is lost or ever be lost does so because of their own sin. It's not God's fault if someone is lost for eternity having never heard the gospel. It would not even be unfair or unjust for such a person to be lost. Sin, you see, is the only reason that anyone is lost. Again, a person's own individual sins are the reason he or she will be lost for eternity, not whether or not they had ever had an opportunity to hear the gospel. So let's illustrate it this way. Imagine there is a child in the Amazon dying of an infection that would be easily curable in the United States because of the availability of modern medicine or antibiotics. Now, is this child dying because they don't have antibiotics? Without it, yes, most likely he will die. But he is not dying because he has no antibiotics. He is dying because he has an infection. The disease is killing him, not the lack of a cure. Sin is the disease that causes the death of a soul, not whether or not that soul ever had a chance to hear the gospel. All men now are living under the same law of Christ, whether or not they know it. The law of Christ and the grace of God are essentially the same thing. Because of God's grace, he made it possible for sinful men to be made clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. This grace is obtained by obeying the gospel of Christ and by remaining faithful to his commandments. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. So his law or the law of Christ. Titus chapter 2, 11 and 12 clearly teaches. It says, therefore, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You know, the grace of God is available to all men. But sadly, not all men will receive that grace because of their disobedience or their unbelief. You know, Romans chapter 10, 16 and 17 tells us, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, without first hearing the word of God, no man can be saved. If Christians do not go out preaching the word, then the gospel will remain hidden to those who so desperately need to hear it. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, and that's talking about Satan there, or the worldliness, blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know, in the previous illustration, if the antibiotics were not received simply because it had not been sent, then it would be a tragedy. Yet the lack of antibiotics still would not be the killer. You know, Christians have in their possession the cure for the greatest disease there ever was, the disease of sin. 2 Corinthians 4 verses 6 and 7 says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. This treasure is referred to, of course, is the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek, Romans 1:16. If Christians don't go out into the entire world and preach the gospel, then the gospel is effectively hidden to those who need it. And so again, let's make it clear that one is not dying in sin because they haven't heard the gospel. One is dying in sin because they have sinned. The only cure for sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way to receive that blood of Jesus Christ is through hearing the gospel and obeying the gospel, what it teaches. It's a tragedy that so many people live their entire lives and never hear the name Jesus Christ. It's a terrible tragedy. It's up to us to spread the light, to send the light. Thank you.